Blog Talk Radio.
Hello. Good evening, my good people. Welcome to my show, Let's Talk About Family. I am your host, Dr. Mother Love, also called Dr. Anne Amara Onujiogu. You're welcome. This is a show that I do every 2 weeks, but now I'm going to change it to monthly. I'll tell you why in a minute. You're welcome. We are talking about Culture Revisited, Part 2. The last episode was Culture Revisited, Part 1. This is Part 2. We are continuing with the effect of culture in our family life. Before I go into today's topic, let me do some house management. Let me just have a few things I have to announce to you. One of them is I want to apologize for the poor quality of the last show. If you listen to it, or if you go back to the replay and listen, you can see that it was not there was background noise and children crying in the background. Let me explain. About 20 minutes before the scheduled time for that show, I had an emergency call that needed something from me, the family. So I had to take care of that. At the same time, I had to record. See, this our show has to do with family matters. So we're talking about family. Our passion is family. So once there's a call about family issues, I will respond. So I had to go and respond to that call, and I also had to do my recording. So I was able to, luckily, I got somebody to do the driving while I sit at the back with the children. And that was the time I was recording it. So you can imagine how that was the result. It was because of the bad quality. I'm sorry about it. I'll try not to have it happen again. Thank you. The second aspect of the announcement is that from next month, I'm going to be recording once a month. This Let's Talk About Family will be a monthly show now instead of bi-weekly. I will do it every first Friday of the month. So if you go to the calendar and see every first Friday of the month, by this time, 6:30, I will record it. I chose first Friday of the month for some personal reasons. I was raised and I went to school, a mission school. We used to observe first Friday every month. And during that first Friday, we go to confession, pray so much, or in the church most of the time, and receive Holy Communion and come out cleansed and ready to begin a new month. So we call it first Friday. So as time went on for many years, I'm used to thinking about first Friday. What do I do on the first Friday to begin a new month? So I want to give this, I want to honor first Friday with my show. So from next month, March, first Friday in March, I will record it. So look out for that. Thank you very much. Well, in this episode today, we are still looking at how culture affects relationship and marriage in different societies. To start with, let me define what I'm talking. In the last show, I tried to tell you that different aspects of culture, of our culture, have, you know, come with a lot of problems. I divided, if you listen to the last replay of the last show, you see that I had three baskets. One first basket is the treasure basket, where we will put all the good aspects of our culture, wonderful aspects that help us and help the family and make us great. We call it treasure chest. Put it in the first basket. In the second basket, we call it trash basket, where we dump all the culture aspects of our culture that give us hard time, that cause problems, that give us pain, that cause confusion in families and in our personal life and in society at large. We put them in the second basket. I call it trash. So, and the third one is transformational basket, where we put the ones that need to be looked at and changed and kind of improved, revised, revisited. So the three baskets are the treasure basket, the trash basket, and the transformation basket. So as we talk about culture, we are going to look out for all these things. So my assignment to you will be to please give me one or two aspects of culture you want to be treasured, you want to be treasured. You see in our society to be treasured, or families, or whatever it is, but two aspects, and give me two aspects that you want to be trashed, the ones that you think should not even be talked about at all. We'll put them in the trash. And the other ones, tell me two that you think that should be in a transformational basket. We'll look at them and then be able to change certain things and tell you this. Because as I told you, a culture that does not help us grow and become better people, it's not good for us. It's outdated. So we're going to see if we can, at the end of this series, we might come up with a full treasure chest and a full trash can and a full transformational basket. So that's our assignment. Please reach me. Go to Amara Care. A comment for me. Give me your ideas of the cultures you want us to treasure, those you want us to trash, and those you want us to transform. So we will be able to now look at them and see what we can do about it. So for today, I'm just going to, as time allows me, I'm just going to do two aspects of how culture affects relationship. Let me start by saying that culture does a lot of good and a lot of bad for us. First of all, culture forces us to get married, or at a certain age, culture frowns at you, or society frowns at you if you are not married, or you are not in a serious relationship, or engaged or have a family. So that is cultural. There are something good and something bad about this culture. The good thing about this expectation of culture about us settling down is that it makes us responsible. So when you are of age, you behave like an age mate. Get married, have a family. Settle down, be responsible. That's what culture does to us. That's wonderful. And I'll put that in the treasure basket for me. No. Another one is continuity of family. When you have a family, when culture encourages you to settle down and get married and have a family, you have a family. You say that people, reproduce. Somebody gave back to you, so you must give back to somebody else. It's culture. Don't let it end with you. You are not. You have to keep the family going. Keep the generation going. So family culture helps us to focus on continuing the family, continuation of family. And also, culture helps us to get into marriage, because it is in a married setting that the situation is best for anybody, for the man, woman, and child. Family in marriage is the best condition, the best situation that will secure everybody's sanity, everybody's security, everybody's sense of belonging, and everybody's progress or success. So culture helps us to frown at us if we get off age and we don't settle down. But this is, how does this culture affect culture? How does this expectation of culture, from culture about getting married, how does it affect women and men? It puts more pressure on women than men. See, women have, according to a biological clock, there's an age you get worried about not settling down or not having children. But a man can go up to 50 years. It doesn't matter. he could be called irresponsible if he doesn't settle down, but it wouldn't affect him, his productivity or his reproduction. Reproductivity is still could still be intact. So in that case, when a woman gets to 35, 36, almost 40, she gets very panicky and worried, and culture and society frown at her. What's happening? What's going on? And she comes home to her family. I mean, the wives of her brothers are expecting her to go to your own family and leave us alone. And this is the pressure that culture puts us. That is the relationship that we have to. It is a necessary evil, so to say. So the culture helps us to focus and settle down if we can. But again, because of that expectation and that pressure on the woman, she is forced to sometimes get into bad relationship that could be unhealthy for her. And she could lower her standard or her value system or whatever that she holds high could be compromised because she really wants to settle down and have her children before she gets to be above the age. So this is one part of it that bothers me when people are hurrying to get into marriage because they're getting too old. They're getting old. You don't even know how many people call me and say, "Auntie, I'm almost 35, I'm almost 36, so I haven't even seen nobody has popped the question to me." I said, "Oh my God, this is sad." Now I go to another aspect of this culture. The fact that is the man has to pop the question, "Will you marry me?" It comes from the man. That is what our culture and our society say. The man will pop the question to you. If you are in a relationship, you expect when the man will say, "Hey, will you marry me?" and kneel down and give you a ring. It comes from a man. See, and then if the woman keeps waiting, it doesn't come. So I want to find out from her, is it going against culture if she pops the question? If she sees a man she likes, and can she say, "Will you marry me, please?" And that's what I'm saying. Well, does our culture, our society, allow that? I wish they could. If that happens, then at least everybody will be free to find somebody you love and somebody you can deal with. And as a person, you don't expect it to, you don't wait until the man says it. Sometimes the man may want to, but because of other cultural aspects of responsibility, finances, or whatever, he's not ready to do that. He has no job. He has no good job. He hasn't achieved his goal in life. His career path is not completed. So he doesn't want to say it. But if the woman, is ready, go and tell him, "Will you marry me? Will you marry me?" And if he accepts, you just announce it and go. So that's a part of culture. I'm telling you, sometimes things have to change. Things have to change. So in this, if the man says, "Yes, I'll marry you," how do you think culture and society will look at the marriage? Even in their own bedroom, how do you think they will function? Will the man be intimidated, or will the man say, "Hey, you asked me, you begged me to marry you, don't bother me," something like that? So will he use it against her? But if he pops the question, "Will you marry me?" it's okay, it's wonderful, that's what it is. She will never use it against him. But the man, if she asks him to marry her, maybe it will turn around and say, "Hey, you begged me to marry you," and he may tell his friends that, "Oh, she begged me to, she popped the question," and sometimes the friends will say, "Run away from her, please, don't even go there." So it is a major problem. These are the things I'm talking about. How do we adjust the culture to fit in and serve our purpose now that we are, the society is getting more difficult, more advanced. And with the social media in place, people are meeting people all over. And sometimes it's good to change this cultural expectation that a man will ask me for my hand in marriage. So that's one aspect of it. And I have to say that culture, the pressure culture puts in relationship goes both ways, good and bad. It helps us to settle down. It helps us to be responsible, to continue the family. It helps us to progress, because when a man and woman live together, they work hard together, they progress more and easier, and finances, everything gets better. And they have a good fertile ground to raise children and have family, and they continue with the generation. So it's good. But when it comes to pressure, expectation, you know, I saw in the Facebook the other day, they are talking about, there was a post, a man posted that he got married to a woman, and after a while, I think by the first year, he lost his job. He lost his job, and the wife left. The wife couldn't take it, and she left. I don't know where she went to. Then after 9 months or something, this guy got back his job with a lot of benefits and a lot of arrears they paid him. And when she heard about it, she came back and said to beg for a pardon, for forgiveness. And this guy put it in the TV, in the Facebook, and said, "What do we think? Will I accept him back? Accept her back, or will I tell her to, you know, to go away?" And people are responding differently. So, and somebody said, "I wish we heard from the woman too. We have heard their own side of the story as a man. What about the woman? We need to hear what she says. Did she really walk out, or did something else happen? So we don't know." So in other words, I'm just saying that in relationship matters, we have so many aspects of culture that tie us down and sometimes make us mellow down, sometimes confuse us, sometimes annoy us, sometimes frustrate us, sometimes make us hopeless, and sometimes makes marriage a living hell where it's supposed to be heavenly. So I'm looking at culture, our culture as good and bad, but if we are really have the insight and have the wisdom, we can choose what is good in the culture and use it to progress our families, you know. So that is the aspect of culture I'm talking about. Now, another thing about culture is what I call cross-cultural relationship. All relationships are to some extent cross-cultural. What do I mean by that? I mean that when a man and a woman get together and decide, each of them comes from a different family background, a different family setup, a different family, you know, faith, style, beliefs, values, all different. So when they bring these two people can come from the same community, the same ethnic group, the same county, or the same church, everything, but they have different value systems we call culture. So when two people come in and bring their culture together and merge it, we call it cross-cultural. So every relationship has some aspect of cross-culture in it. So how do we manage this culture? People bring in this because culture expects us to get married and have family. We, myself and the guy, will talk about it and see how we can come bring the good aspects of what is of my own, of our own different families into our new family and use them to form a solid family setup. We call a new nuclear family. That's what culture does for us. When I bring my own culture from my family, good ones, and you bring your own good ones, and we form them together and agree, and we combine them and use them as a, that's what I call good culture. But sometimes it doesn't happen that way. Sometimes we, depending on the man and woman who is strong, I don't mean physically strong, I mean personality wise, who has stronger character, you know, upper hand. I don't mean finances. I just mean personality. If the man has stronger personality and brings his own value system, his own culture, his own values, and and convinces the woman to come on board, and they use the values to raise the family. So he is replicating his own father's family in his own new life. If on the other hand, she is the one that has an upper hand, as she brings all the goodies in her own family culture, and they melt it and replicate it in the marriage, and the man comes along, and they use it to form their own family. If there are some bad aspects of her own culture or his own culture that is brought into the family, into the new culture, it will affect the relationship. It will affect the new family. So it is important for people to know which aspects of the culture that you're going to bring in to help raise the new family, to help raise your children and empower them to be better in the next generation. That's what culture is all. That's what culture should be doing for us. So it depends on the two people in relationship to know when they can sit down and talk about what they have to bring in outside education, outside finances, outside career, personality, I mean values that will help you raise a family, a very solid family. I was telling somebody also that sometimes it is not easy to get into a relationship and predict what will happen. And this one lady said to me, yeah, I can do all my best, but what about the man if he doesn't comply? If he doesn't, I said, nobody can change it. You change yourself, you hold on to your values, and then bring in your culture, the good ones, blend it with his own good ones, and you form a wonderfully powerful, strong family. What I say to the lady is that if you bring him, I have four A's. I put it in my wall, in my Facebook wall today. My four A's that form solid relationship from both parties. Admiration. You admire your spouse. Admire the person openly. Talk about it. Make him proud or make her proud. Affirm the good things he does. Affirm that. And then show affection. Appreciation. So admiration, affirmation, affection and appreciation. Once you apply that, if you bring that as part of your value system, as your culture, into the marriage, and he brings his own, believe me, you'll be wonderful. You'll be okay. These days, some children, some younger people, especially boys, especially those raised outside the home, outside the country, like they call those in the diaspora. That is, families raising children, family outside their country. So it's not easy to convince some of those boys, young men, to get married when they are of age, because their peers are not. Nobody cares. Nobody bothers them. But if it is in the home country, in the community, you are 35 and a man, you are not married. People will frown at you. They will force you to think twice and be like them. So this is a part of this culture with, you know, what is peer pressure. Positive peer pressure is there. But negative ones are there too. So in families raising their children outside the country, sometimes that positive peer pressure we call culture, family is not there. We are in the next show, I am going to talk about the effect of culture on these children that are reluctant to get into relationship. That's what we're going to be talk about next show. How we're going to help manage, especially the boys. Some of the boys don't even want to think about marriage at all. They don't want to hear it because they're scared of so many things. Let's talk about that next time when we go on this first Friday of March. I will talk about that. Let's see how to help these young people. They are scared of marriage. Culture is really scaring them too. So let's see how we can put all this aspect into three baskets. Treasure the good ones, trash the bad ones, and transform those in between, so that we can all be happy and have a good life for the greatest glory of God. Please listen to me next month and join me and send messages to me. Let us keep talking about family. Family is wonderful. Family is my passion, and I'll keep talking about family. I will continue with this positive, these negative aspects of culture, and that I will go into the positive one, so that we can find a way to really help clean our society, clean our family, strengthen our family, so that we can be sane, safe, secure. This is what family is all about. Thank you for listening to me. I'm Dr. Anna Marono Jogu, also known as Dr. Mother Love. Keep listening to me. Go to my Facebook, request to join my Positive Family Front, where we talk about so many things too. For Positive Family Front on Facebook, join us. Okay? Thank you for listening. Come again next month and have a nice, wonderful month. God bless you. Bye-bye.